Message number 20, the way to receive, experience, and enjoy the all-inclusive Christ as the all-inclusive, life-giving spirit, the aggregate of the all-embracing blessing of the full gospel of God. Crucial point 1, Roman numeral number 2. Galatians presents the Christ who is the threefold seed in humanity for God's dispensing of himself into the believers of Christ for the fulfillment of his economy. A. Christ is the seed of the woman refers to the incarnated Christ, the complete God becoming a perfect man through the dispensing of himself into humanity in order to destroy Satan and to save the believers in Christ from sin and death. Genesis 3:15. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between you, between your seed and her seed. Galatians 4:4. But when the fullness of the time came, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under law. B. Christ, as the seed of Abraham, is for the blessing to all the families of the earth. The unique seed of Abraham, as the last Adam, became the life-giving spirit, who is the blessing of Abraham, the reality of the good land, for the dispensing of himself into the believers of Christ, to make them the corporate seed of Abraham. Chapter 3, verse 16. But to Abraham were the promises spoken, and to his seed. He does not say, and to the seeds as concerning many, but as concerning one, and to your seed, who is Christ. Verse 29. If you are of Christ, then you are Abraham's seed, heirs according to promise. C. Christ, as the seed of David, refers to the resurrected Christ who carries out God's New Testament economy for the dispensing of the process triune God into the members of his body so that they may share his kingship in his resurrection in the eternal kingdom. Romans 1:3. Concerning his son who came out of the seed of David according to the flesh. Crucial point 2, Roman numeral number 3. Galatians reveals the way to receive, experience, and enjoy the all-inclusive Christ as the all-inclusive, life-giving spirit, the aggregate of the all-embracing blessing of the full gospel of God. A. The way to receive, experience, and enjoy the all-inclusive Christ as the all-inclusive, life-giving spirit is by God's revealing of Christ in us. We live the Christian life according to the Christ whom we have seen. Galatians 1:15. But when it pleased God who set me apart from my mother's womb and called me through his grace to reveal his son in me, that I might announce him as the gospel among the Gentiles. 3. If we drop our concepts, turn our heart to the Lord, pay attention to the Spirit, and spend time in the Word, in a spirit and atmosphere of prayer, Christ will be revealed in us, live in us, and be formed in us. A. We must drop our concepts, every concept, whether spiritual or carnal, is a veil. This inward revelation is in our spirit through our enlightened mind. B. We must turn our heart to the Lord. The more we turn our heart to the Lord, the less ground the God of this age will have in our life and in our being, and we will be under the shining of the heavenly light to receive the inward revelation of this living person. 2 Corinthians 3:16. But whenever their heart turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. C. We must care for and pay attention to our spirit. It is in our spirit that the Spirit is shining, revealing Christ in us and speaking to us concerning Christ. D. We must pre-read the Word, Ephesians 6:17, and receive the sword of the Spirit, which Spirit is the Word of God, by means of all prayer and petition. My Christian life comes out of the Christ whom I have seen day after day. Christ must be revealed not only into us, but in us. Since the day we believed in the Lord Jesus, God's unveiling of Christ has been going on in us. This unveiling never ceases.
Testimony. I testify that there were many layers of veils over my heart, such as religious concepts, which hindered me from receiving the revelation of Christ. During the first 12 years of my working life, I understood doctrinally that Christ is the Lord of Lords, even over the president of the company. However, in practice, these veils remained, and I was unable to truly understand or experience this reality. For example, between the age of 35 and 42, I worked for a pharmaceutical company. When I was 41, the company was acquired by another firm. As a result, the workplace fell into complete turmoil. In my heart, I murmured in unbelief, "Even the Lord can't help me in the midst of such a major change." At that time, in church life, we had just completed the construction of the Motoyama Meeting Hall and were facing loan repayments. I had no idea how to live Christ in the midst of such drastic changes, and I felt anxious every day. However, through this M&A, merger and acquisition, I transitioned from the mature pharmaceutical industry to the rapidly growing medical device industry. And I was given a valuable opportunity to grow significantly as a business person. Without this environment prepared by the Lord, I would have had zero chance, given my inferior academic background and the fact that I entered the workforce 5 years later than others. At the pharmaceutical company where I had worked until then, I was involved in the development of both new pharmaceutical products and new medical devices. However, at the time, I had no idea how beneficial it would later be to have experience in both fields. Sister Okada transferred first, and a few months later, I also changed jobs to join the largest medical device company. Immediately after the transfer in 2005, the government implemented a major tightening of regulations on medical devices, bringing them to the same level of strictness as those for pharmaceuticals. Because we had deep knowledge in both pharmaceuticals and medical devices, we were able to respond quickly to the regulatory changes. At the time, many people were shifting from pharmaceuticals to the medical device industry, but those who had worked only in pharmaceuticals could not apply their knowledge effectively to medical devices. We were the only ones who could respond swiftly. At that time, we were considered uniquely capable in the medical device industry. When my previous company was thrown into confusion due to the corporate acquisition, I was full of unbelief, but God worked all things for my good. He also prepared for me an excellent subordinate, Sister Okada, who had a far stronger academic and professional background than I did. I give thanks for the Lord's mercy. I prayed, "Oh Lord Jesus, I'm here today because of your mercy." I used to think that most of the veils of religious concepts had already been removed from me, but I have come to realize that many still remain, hindering you from being revealed in me and from living in me. Lord, please forgive my unbelief. Now I turn my heart fully to you. Remove the veils of religious concepts. Reveal Christ afresh in me and live in me. When I turned 50, My achievements were recognized and featured in the company's 50th anniversary commemorative publication. However, because of this recognition, some of the executives in the Japan branch grew jealous and began to persecute me, ultimately resulting in my demotion. I was deeply disappointed and murmured in my heart, "Perhaps this is the end of my career as a business person." But through this dairy event, I transitioned to another major medical device company, where I was entrusted with even greater authority. This enabled me to introduce many new medical technologies into Japan. Although I was disappointed to realize that, I still had many veils of religious concepts within me. I prayed, "O Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. I am still in such a pitiful state, yet I do not look at myself, I look at you. I turn the direction of my heart, not toward my miserable self, but toward you. Please remove all the veils covering my heart. Reveal more of Christ within me, live in me, and be Father formed in me." These experiences helped Christ to live within me and became a great support in my church life afterward. Sister Okada was also saved at the end of 2010. Since 1995, when we began working together, I had invited her to my home twice a year, where my wife and in-laws would prepare meals and share the gospel with her. It took 15 years, but she was finally saved.
CP3, Roman numeral 3, H. The way to receive, to experience and enjoy the all-inclusive Christ as the all-inclusive life-giving Spirit is by sowing onto the Spirit with the desire and aim of the Spirit in view to accomplish what the Spirit desires. Galatians 6:7. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, this he will also reap. 8. For he who sows unto his own flesh will reap corruption of the flesh, but he who sows unto the Spirit will of the Spirit reap eternal life. Our human living is a sowing. Whatever we do, we are sowing seeds, and whatever we sow, we will reap. If we sow something high and good, we will reap the same. If we sow something mean and low, we can expect to reap the same thing. Everything that we do in our daily life is a sowing. Galatians 6:8 says, "He who sows unto his own flesh will reap corruption of the flesh, but he who sows unto the Spirit will of the Spirit reap and eternal life." We must endeavor to sow properly. If we sow according to the Spirit, we will reap according to the Spirit. Roman numeral 1. The way to receive, the experience, and enjoy the all-inclusive Christ as all-inclusive life-giving Spirit is by boasting the cross of Christ and living a new creation. 6:14. But far be it from me to boast, except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom the Word has been crucified to me, and I to the Word. 15. For neither is circumcision anything nor uncircumcision, but a new creation is what matters. New creation is neither religion nor non-religion. The cross of Christ is our boast. We boast in the fact that everything has been terminated on the cross. The love of the cause, the love of big house, and the love of the stylish fashion have all been terminated. Everything has been crossed out. This is our boast. Now we are living a new creation.